Tai Heng, Chi Moi, Ping An. Well, thank you very much for inviting me to come and to be with you. I love coming to worship together with you, even though I cannot understand most of what is being said. We are worshiping together in one spirit. I'm gonna pray one more time before we open God's Word together. But before I pray, I just wanted to, I'm going to pray in a moment for the church shooting that happened last Sunday. You know, I know that this event has affected all of us, not only because these are our brothers and sisters in Christ, but also because many of us in this church have personal connections with members of that church. And so we'll be praying for them in a moment, as well as praying for our time in the Word. Will you join me now in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. You are great and mighty. You reign as Lord and as sovereign over all. We thank you, Father, that you are also the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. And so we pray this morning that you would comfort those who are grieving. We pray for our brothers and sisters in this church who experienced this terrible tragedy. So many of them are grieving in so many ways, and we grieve too. We pray, Father, that you would comfort them and comfort us. We pray also, Father, for healing. An event like this cannot help but affect us, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. So we pray, Father, that you would grant healing to our brothers and sisters there. Grant us healing too. I pray that you would grant to all of us peace. We recognize, as always, that our ultimate security is in Jesus Christ. That even if our bodies are destroyed, our souls are preserved in him. Help us to be at peace. Father, I pray that you would give us as a church much wisdom to know how to respond to tragedies like these. As we think about security measures for our own church, would you be with our security team and our leaders? Help them to be wise as we take measures in accordance with what we have seen. We pray, Father, that you would be merciful to us all. And we thank you, Father, that we have now an opportunity to open your word. We ask for mercy as we think about 1 John 3, as we think about your command to love. I pray, Father, that you would open our eyes to see wonderful things in your word. We pray, Father, that you would help us to love you and to love others better. We pray that you would speak to us. I pray, Lord, that you would do all of these things for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in late March, a woman walked into a museum in Paris and was promptly arrested.
在3月底的时候,一位老太太是走进去巴黎的一个博物馆那里,很快她就被人逮捕了。
She had been caught on tape stealing a piece of art a few days earlier.
她是在几天前被人在闭路电视那里拍到她是偷了一件艺术品。
The woman confessed, but explained it was all a misunderstanding.
她承认了,但她解释说这个完全是一个误会。
You see, the piece of art was actually a blue jacket hung up on a wall.
那件艺术品原来其实是一件蓝色的外套挂在墙上的。
The woman didn't realize it was a piece of art.
那个女人不知道原来这个是个艺术品来的。
She thought it was a regular jacket, and so she took it home and had it altered.
她就以为是一件她普通的外套,她就拿回家,还改了她来自己穿。
When the police searched her home, sure enough,
那些警察找她的屋子的时候,
the jacket was there, but with slightly shorter sleeves.
她就真的找到那件外套,然后那个袖子就是剪短了的。
Like the blue jacket, the scriptures teach us that God is the one who defines love.
好似呢件蓝色嘅外套一样，嗰个圣经系话俾我哋听，系神去定义爱。
Our culture defines love in different ways.
我哋嘅文化咧系有用好多种唔同嘅方式咧嚟去定义爱。
Some ways are better and some ways are worse than others.
有啲系好啲，有啲系唔好。
But we cannot take what God has made and alter it to fit ourselves.
但系我哋唔可以系攞咗神所定义嘅嘢咧，系去改到系迎合我哋自己嘅心意。
Rather, our responsibility is to understand what God made and to live it out.
反而咧，我哋嘅责任系将系攞咗神定义俾我哋嘅嘢咧，系去迎合，去摆喺我哋自己上边。
Our responsibility is to understand how God defines love.
我哋嘅责任系去明白神点样去定义爱。
For in verse 11, John reminds us that love for other Christians is the defining characteristic of a believer.
喺第十一节嗰度咧，系约翰系话俾我哋听，神系。在十一節那裡約翰是告訴我們提醒我們是愛是作為基督徒一個決定性的特徵。
So he says, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
他說這個就是你們由起初聽見的信息。
As Jesus told us in John chapter 13, the world will know that we are his disciples if we love one another.
耶稣告诉我们，如果我们是彼此相爱的，人家就知道我们是他的门徒了。
Of course, we have to ask then, what does it mean to love one another?
当然我们就要问，那究竟什么是彼此相爱呢？
Well, in this passage, John explains what love is in two parts.
在这段的经文里面，约翰就是告诉我们，解释给我们，爱是有两部分的。
So negatively, John tells us that hatred follows the footsteps of Cain.
在消极的方面呢，是约翰告诉我们，仇恨呢，就是跟随这个该人的脚步。
Positively, John tells us that sacrifice follows the footsteps of Christ.
在积极的方面呢，约翰是告诉我们，我们牺牲是跟随，就是跟随着耶稣的脚步。
So let's look at each of these in turn. Let's look first at hatred.
等我哋就嚟睇下呢两方面。我哋首先咧系要睇呢个仇恨。
John writes in verse 12, We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother.
我哋唔应该好似该隐咁样，佢系嗰个邪恶嘅，佢系杀害咗佢嘅兄弟。
Now, the story of Cain and Abel is told in Genesis chapter 4. You remember that story?
创世纪第四章那里就是讲这个该隐的故事，你记不记得那个故事？
When it came time to bring God an offering, God accepted Abel's offering, but rejected Cain's offering.
当这个该隐和亚伯来到献祭的时候，神是悦纳了亚伯的献祭，但是他拒绝了该隐的献祭。
We're told that God rejected Cain's offering because Cain himself was unrighteous.
我哋系知道神系拒绝咗该隐嘅献祭，因为该隐佢系行嘅系不义嘅。
Yet instead of repenting, Cain continues in his wickedness and murders his own brother.
该隐不但系冇悔改，佢反而咧系继续佢嘅恶行咧，系杀咗佢嘅兄弟。
And in verse 12, John continues to tell us why Cain murdered Abel.
在第十二节那里，约翰继续告诉我们，为什么该人是杀了亚伯。
And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous.
因为他所行的是恶的，他的兄弟所行的是善的。
In short, Cain was resentful.
简单地说，这个该人就是充满怨恨。
Right? Cain saw God accept Abel's sacrifice.
见到神是接受了接纳了亚伯的献祭。
The right thing to do would have been to learn from Abel to offer a good sacrifice.
正確的做法就應該是他悔改，然後他去學習該人的學習亞伯的做法。
Instead, Cain grew angry.
但是該人呢，相反地他是很生氣。
He grew angry at how Abel's righteousness exposed his own unrighteousness.
他生氣是因為他發現他覺得亞伯的善行呢，是將他的惡行是暴露了出來。
Cain resented his brother and chose to kill him.
該人是怨恨他的兄弟，是選擇了殺他。
And John tells us in verse 13 that this same resentment of righteousness continues in the world today.
第十三節那裡，約翰告訴我們，這種的怨恨呢，是今天仍然在我們的世界裡面發生著。
Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you.
弟兄們，世人如果恨你們，不以為稀奇。
The world is the domain of wickedness.
這個世界是邪惡的領域。
And like Cain, wickedness hates righteousness.
就好似該人咁樣，邪惡嘅人係憎恨善良嘅人。
And as John reminds the believers in verse 14, you don't belong to the world anymore.
約翰喺第十四節嗰度話俾我哋聽，我哋已經係唔屬於呢個世界。
He says we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
因為愛弟兄，我哋就曉得我哋已經係出死入生。
My son Isaiah is 3 years old.
牧師嘅仔咧係以賽亞咧係。
If you look at Isaiah, you can see some family resemblance.
如果你睇佢咧，你系会见到佢有啲系同我哋家庭嘅遗传嘅。
Like his dad, for example, he's tall, he's skinny, he likes to eat, and he can't stop talking.
好似佢个爸爸咁样咧，佢系高啦、瘦啦，同埋佢好中意食嘢，同埋咧佢系停止唔到讲嘢。
Now the book of 1 John tells us.That the children of God have a family resemblance to God.
約翰一書嗰度話俾我哋聽咧，我哋嘅兒女咧係應該係有家庭嘅遺傳。
Because the world is the domain of wickedness, those who belong to the world are wicked.
I'm sorry.
Oh, because the world is the domain of wickedness, those who belong to the world are also wicked.
因為呢個世界係邪惡嘅領域，所以嗰啲屬於世界嘅人咧，佢哋都係有呢個邪惡嘅遺傳。
But because Christians have been rescued from the world, they have passed out of death into life.
但是因为我们基督徒已经是不属于这个世界，我们已经是出死入生。
Therefore, Christians must bear a family resemblance to God.
我们是应该是好像神一样。
They must be righteous.
我们是应该行公义的。
And for this reason, John commands Christians, be who you are.
就是这个原因，约翰就是吩咐我们做你自己，就是做神的儿女。
True children of God love other children of God.
一个真正的属神的儿女呢，是爱那些其他的神的儿女。
If you hate other Christians, you are living like the world.
如果你是憎恨第些属神的人的呢，你是住在这个世界里面。
Verse 15, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
第十五節嗰度話俾我哋聽咧，凡恨弟兄嘅就係殺人嘅。你哋曉得凡殺人嘅咧，就沒有永生住喺佢裏面。
You cannot claim to be a Christian and yet hate other Christians.
你唔可以話自己係基督徒，但係你係憎恨其他嘅基督徒。
Now, when we think about the word hate, we tend to think of violence, right? Of rage, of seething anger.
当我们是想听到这个憎恨这个字的时候，我们是想到这些暴力啊、愤怒啊，这些东西。
But here is where the example of Cain helps us understand what hatred means.
但是这个该人的例子帮我们明白真正的愤怒，就是真正的憎恨是什么。
For you see, Cain's wickedness didn't start at the moment when he killed his brother.
你看，该人的該人的邪惡呢，就不是在他殺亞伯那一刻才開始的。
Rather, Cain's wickedness started in his heart.
其實該人的邪惡呢，是在他的心裡面開始。
Right, he looked at Abel's righteousness and despised him for it.
當他是見到亞伯的 义行的时候，他就已经是憎恨他了。
Killing his brother, murdering Abel, was only the outcome of the resentments that had built up inside.
杀亚伯这个行为只是他内心积聚的愤怒，积聚愤怒的结果来的。
And so John is warning us, isn't he?
所以约翰是在警告我们了，是不是？
Don't we fall into the same temptation as Cain?
我们不是时时都是落入这个诱惑里面吗？好像该人的诱惑里面吗？
Do you ever get bitter when another Christian is recognized for something you did?
你有没有觉得是有些的不是美意呢？当有些当人家做了，当你做了一些好事，但是是人家得到那个赞美的时候。
Do you ever doubt another Christian's motives when you see them do something good?
你有没有试过呢，是怀疑人家的动机是什么呢？你见到人家做好事的时候。
See, we are all tempted to compare ourselves to one another.
我们时时都是被诱惑的去将同自己将将人哋同自己嚟到去比较。
Another person's righteousness makes me feel inferior by comparison.
人哋嘅善行系令到我哋咧系自己觉得自卑。
As a result, in sin, we often respond to righteousness in another person by trying to snuff it out.
结果就系咧，我哋系当见到人哋嘅善行嘅时候咧，我哋就去意图去抹杀人哋嘅呢个嘅行为。
We pull back from the person and encourage other people to do the same.
我们就开始去抽离这个的关系。
We gossip.
我们去八卦。
We throw dirt on our reputation.
我们将人家的行为来去抹黑。
We say, oh, was she helping someone again?
我们就说，哦，她又帮人啊。
We use the word but a lot.
我们用这个话，但是这个字。
Oh, yes, he's very generous.But,
哦，是啊，他是很慷慨的，但是
Simply speaking, you don't have to physically kill your brother to hate him.
简单来说，你不用去杀了人才是去憎恨人的。
Instead, whenever the righteousness of another Christian causes us to be resentful, bitter, angry, to tear down, to oppose, we are following in the footsteps of Cain.
当我们是去觉得有不开心我们是的时候呢，我们是已经是憎恨跟随着这个该人的脚步是去憎恨。
In contrast, point number two,
相反地呢，第二点，
God calls believers to follow in the footsteps not of Cain, but of Christ.
神是叫我们呢，是不是去跟从这个该人的脚步，但是我们去跟从基督的脚步。
Instead of hating, God calls us to sacrifice.
不是去愤恨，不是去愤怒，而是去牺牲。
So, okay, here in verse 16, John gives us a general definition of love.
在第十六节那里呢，约翰是给我们一个的定义。
And then in verses 17 to 18, he gives a specific example.
在第17至到18节那里呢，他就给我们一个很特别的一个典型的例子。
We'll look at the example first. The example John gives here is that love meets the physical needs of other Christians.
在这里约翰给我们的例子呢，就是说爱呢就是去满足这个别人的身体上面的需要。
He says, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth.
他说，凡是有财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心，就我们要做的不是只是用个口去讲，我们是要用行为来到去爱。
Do you remember the parable of the two sons in Matthew
21? 你记不记得这个马太福音第21章那个两个儿子的比喻啊？
I'll read the whole parable. A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, Son, go work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same, and he answered, I go, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? And they said, the first.
马太福音第二十一章二十八节三十一节嗰度咁样讲，佢话又说一个人有两个儿子，佢嚟对大儿子说：我儿，你今天到葡萄园里去作工。他回答说：我不去。以后自己懊悔就去了。又来对小儿子这样说，他回答说：父啊，我去。他却不去。你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵行父命呢？他们说：大儿子。耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。
Among other things, in this parable, Jesus teaches us that obedience is more than just words.
在这里，耶稣告诉我们听，服从是多过只是用把口去讲的。
We must not only intend to do the right thing, we must actually do it.
我们不是只是有个意愿去做，我们是必须要真正地去做。
Similarly here in verse 18, John tells us that love is more than just words.
所以在这里呢，约翰告诉我们，爱是多过只是讲。
Love is active.
爱 是行动。
Love is practical.
是实际的。
Love sees a brother or sister in need and opens its arms to share its stuff.
爱是当你见到有弟兄姊妹有需要的时候，你是打开你的双手去将这个爱是分享给他。
James chapter 2 verses 15 to 16 says this, If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, Go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?
雅各书第二章十五至十六节嗰度咁讲，若是弟兄或姊妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安地去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，有什么益处呢？
When it comes to love, talking is not enough.
当我们讲到爱的时候，只是用把口去讲是不够的。
We must act.
我们一定要行动。
And so is there a brother or sister in Christ who is physically needy that God is calling you to love?
有没有一个弟兄或者姊妹是身体上面是有需要的，神是叫你去爱他呢？
Of course, that's just one specific example.
这个只是一个特别的例子。
Love meeting the physical needs of other Christians.
爱是满足他们物质上面的需要。
But meeting physical needs is only a part of what love is.
但是这个满足物质上面的身体上面的需要的只是爱的一部分。
For the general principle, John tells us is love is sacrifice.
约翰是告诉我们爱其实是需要牺牲的。
Verse 16, By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers.
第十六节那里，约翰告诉我们，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
In hatred, Cain sacrificed his brother's life.
在这个憎恨的里面，约该人是牺牲了他弟兄的生命。
But in love, Christ sacrificed his own life for the brothers.
但是在爱里面，基督是牺牲了他自己的生命为他的弟兄。
And John says that the sacrificial love of Christ dying on the cross is the example for what we ought to do for one another every day. Oh, I skipped a point, sorry.
因为告诉我们，耶稣是为我们树立了一个榜样，他是在十字架上为我们舍命，他是为我们树立了一个爱的榜样。
Jesus modeled for us this kind of sacrificial love throughout his ministry.
耶稣就是为我们做了这个榜样，这种的爱，这种的牺牲的爱，在他整个地上的事工里面，他是为我们树立了这个榜样。
For example, consider the story of Jesus raising the widow's son in Luke chapter 7.
例如咧，呢个耶稣喺呢个路加福音第七章嗰度系讲俾我听，系举咗一个例子。
Soon after, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother.
路加福音第七章第十一节至到第十五节嗰度讲咗呢个嘅比喻。过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因。他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。第十二节，将近城门有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲的独生儿子。他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送殡。十三节，主看见那寡妇就怜悯他，对他说不要哭。于是进前按着杠台的人就站住了。耶稣说：少年人，我吩咐你起来。那死人就坐起，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
Now I want you to imagine that you were there.
我想你想象一下，你是在那里。
This is a woman who is a widow who has just lost her only adult son.
这个是一个寡妇，刚刚是失去了她的成长的儿子。
Imagine her grief.
想象一下她的哀伤。
Imagine in those days, funeral processions took place at sundown.
想象一下，因为那时的丧礼通常是在日落的时候。
Now imagine that you're one of Jesus' disciples and you see Jesus look up at the scene.
你想象一下，你是其中耶稣一个门徒，你看见耶稣看到这个的情景。
Honestly, I think we would have reacted like this.
我想呢，是我们会做的是什么呢？
Oh no. Oh, Jesus, not now.
不好吧，不好是现在。
Jesus, the town is right there. It's getting dark. We're tired and hungry.
我们已经去到个酒店了，我们现在是累，我们又很肚饿。
We need to find a place to rest now.
我们应该找个地方去休息。
You know, when we see a brother or sister in need,
当我们看见一个弟兄或者是姊妹有需要的时候，
instinctively, sometimes we think about our own interests first.
很多时候我们是想到我们自己的需要先。
More subtly, we may focus more on the task than the person.
或者我们是看见那件事情，是多过看见那个有需要的人。
So imagine you're the disciples again. The disciples say, "Okay, Jesus, we've got a lot of important things to do."
他的门徒就是对耶稣个就系谂啦，我哋有好多嘢要做喎。
There's a lot of people to teach. There's a lot of people to heal.
我哋有好多人要教，有好多人咧要医治噶。
We know that you can just heal at a distance. Don't waste your time.
我哋知道你可以就咁样离远就可以医到佢啦，唔好嘥时间啊。
Just heal. Just raise the woman's son, and then we'll move on.
就咁样就叫佢起身就算啦，就我哋就可以做完啦，唔使嘥时间。
Such thoughts might sound spiritual.
这样的想法好像属灵，好属灵这样。
However, when we think such thoughts, I suggest to you that we are still choosing to prioritize our own interests.
但是其实呢，我是告诉你，我其实这样的想法呢，仍然我们是想自己多一点。
We're prioritizing our own schedule, our own sense of what is reasonable, our own control.
我们是在想呢，我们的需要，我们的时间，我们怎样可以控制要做的事。
As a result, even if I say I love someone, what I still really love is myself.
所以呢，结果就是我们虽然我们是好像很爱，我们说我们很爱我们的弟兄，但其实我都是爱自己多一点。
in contrast, what does Jesus do?
I'm sorry.
Oh, in contrast, what does Jesus do?
相反地, 耶稣做什么呢?
Jesus doesn't gloss over the scene.
耶稣没有只是就这样看一下一件事情。
Rather, he sees the woman at a distance.
他是看到这个妇人,在很远地,他是看到这个妇人。
He has compassion on her.
他是对他是有怜悯。
And then he goes over to her and comforts her.
他走过去,他去安慰他。
He heals her son.
他是去医治他的儿子。
And then he takes the time to bring the son back to his mother.
将他医好之后,他是将他的儿子带去给他的妈妈。
In short, Jesus lays down his life.
简单地说, 耶稣是将他要做的事情摆低。
He gives of himself completely to the woman.
他将他自己完全的摆出来给这个妇人。
In love, he gives up his schedule, he gives up his convenience, he gives up his comfort.
是因为爱,他是放低了他的时间表,他的方便的东西,或者他自己身体上的舒适。
In love, he goes out of his way, his focus is on her, even at his own expense.
因为爱,他是将那个焦点是摆在这个妇人身上。
Commenting on this story, author Paul Miller reflects on his own relationship with his wife, Jill.
有一个作者叫Paul Miller的，他是写关于这个故事，他就是用他和他自己妻子的关系来讲这个故事。
So here's the story. Quote, when Jill shared her heart, Jill's the wife, when Jill shared her heart, both good and bad, I would fix her. Other times, I was unaware of what Jill was feeling. And even though I did things for her, I began to understand why Jill wondered if I loved her. I realized that I was good at raising the dead son, but I didn't take time to look, to feel, and to walk with Jill. I was already looking for the next dead son. When I focused on the task and not on Jill, she felt the difference. Jesus' tenderness suggested to me a new, less efficient way of relating. Love, I realized, is not efficient.
基于这个比喻呢, Paul Miller咧就係咁樣講嘅，關於佢同佢個妻子嘅關係。佢就話佢個妻子咧叫阿Jill，佢就話咧，我有時係明白佢嘅心嘅，即係好或者唔即係開心唔開心，但係咧我就時時終於去修理佢。佢話咧有好多時咧，我就係我其實係唔明白佢諗緊乜嘢，或者佢嘅感覺係乜嘢。我咧就係我知道我係好叻去。 叫那个死人复活，即是好像耶稣叫那个死人复活。我好叻叫那个死人复活，但是呢，我去冇用时间去慢慢去諗下，去感受佢个感觉，冇去呢，係陪佢同行。我淨係呢，喺度想要叫呢个死人复活。我已经係，我做完一件事，我就已经係想去准备去叫第二个死人复活。当我呢，係去 将个焦点是摆在这件事情上的时候，摆在要做的事情上的时候，我就是成日就是这样去想要叫这个死人复活，就是好像叫死人复活这样。我就是这个我的太太阿Jill呢，就是感觉到那个不同的地方。耶稣这个例子是给我一个，是给了我一个很
Brothers and sisters, if love is laying down our lives, then to love is to be inefficient.
如果爱是要将你的生命来放低的呢，爱呢就是 去拥抱这个贵妇。
For to lay your own life down is to be willing to inconvenience yourself.
要去摆低你的生命就是去令到你自己是很多时候令到你自己是不方便。
To give up what you hold dear.
去放低你认为是重要的事情。
And to do this in order to benefit somebody else.
去做这些事情 是令到人家得益。
So how is God calling you to love today?
今天神是怎样叫你去，是叫你怎样去爱呢？
What aspect of your life is God inviting you to lay down?
神是叫你在你生命的哪一方面是要摆低呢？
Is it your comfort?
是不是你的舒适呢？
Your time?
你的时间？
Your plans?
或者是你的计划？
Your safety?
你的安全感？
Your sense of control?
你的控制欲呢？
Your reputation?
抑或是你的声名呢？
Your desire to be loved in return?
抑或是你想要得到人家的爱回来的？
Whatever it might be, remember.
是什么都好，记住。
To sacrifice yourself for another Christian is to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
去为另外一个神的儿女牺牲的时候，就是去跟从耶稣基督的脚步。
What makes a church admirable?
乜嘢令到一个教会系俾人敬重仰慕呢？
We rightly admire a church for her faithfulness to sound doctrine.
我哋有好多时咧系敬重一个嘅教会，因为佢哋系个教导系好好。
Or the fruitfulness of their youth ministry.
或者是他们的青年事工 是结到很多的果子。
Or her involvement in the community.
或者是他们在社区里面的是做很多的工作。
Or her far-reaching missions impact.
或者是他们的福音全福音的工作是做得很好。
These are all good and admirable things.
这些是全部都是很好的东西，很令人敬重的东西。
But brothers and sisters, in light of this passage, I urge you.
但是弟兄姊妹，是我哋，我是同你讲。
Don't underestimate love.
唔好低估爱嘅能力。
Don't underestimate the basic daily, moment by moment sacrificial acts.
唔好低估你每一日嗰个牺牲。
Where Christians lay down their lives to benefit one another, things that no one else will see, things known only to God.
当我们基督徒是为我们弟兄是摆低我们自己的益处来到去为服侍弟兄的时候，人是见不到，但是神是见到。
Because if we fail to love one another, we have failed the basic test of what it means to be a Christian.
因为如果我们是没有去彼此相爱的时候，我们就是做不到我们基督徒的最基本的工作了。
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers.
我们就知道，我们圣经告诉我们，我们要彼此，我们为弟兄舍命，我们应该要为弟兄舍命。
We know what love looks like because Jesus Christ is the template.
我们知道爱是怎样的，因为耶稣基督是做了给我们看。
We also know what love looks like because Jesus Christ has set us free.
我们知道爱，因为耶稣基督是已经给我们，已经是给我们自由。
Because love, again, is the characteristic of a Christian.
因为爱是一个基督徒的基本的特征。
It is the characteristic of a person who has trusted in Christ.For salvation by grace through faith.
Say that again.
Oh, it is the characteristic of a person who has trusted in Christ.
This is, 我哋系藉着耶稣基督嘅恩典，得救嘅呢个系基督徒嘅特点，因为我哋系藉着耶稣基督因信得救，因为藉着耶稣基督嘅恩典因信得救。
On our own, we remained in death, and we were only able to respond to righteousness with hatred.
是，如果是凭着我们自己，我们仍然是住在死里面的时候，我们是只可以对 公义咧系憎恨嘅啫。
On our own, we would never choose to give ourselves up for anybody.
靠住我哋自己咧，我哋系完全系唔会选择去放系放低我哋自己嘅。
But because Jesus laid down his life for us,
但系因为耶稣基督已经将佢嘅生命系放低俾咗我哋。
We are set free from the bondage of sin.
我哋系已经从呢个罪恶嘅里边系被释放出嚟。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to lay our own lives down for one another.
靠住圣灵嘅能力，我哋系可以将我哋嘅自己嘅生命去摆低，为我哋为我哋为其他嘅信徒。
Jesus' death on the cross not only exemplifies love.
耶稣基督喺十字架上边为我哋舍命，唔单止系展现咗爱。
It also enables love for all who trust in Him.
他也是叫所有信他的人得到这个爱。
So let us look to the Lord to help us to know what it means to love.
让我们是仰望耶稣基督，是帮助我们知道什么是爱。
Let us also remember that we could not know love apart from His love first opening our own eyes and hearts.
让我们是记得，如果不是耶稣基督先爱我们，开我们的眼睛，我哋系唔可以认识到乜嘢叫做爱。
For we love because He first loved us.
因为我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Let's pray.
我哋祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your only Son to die on the cross, to rise again on our behalf, that in Him we have complete forgiveness of sin.We are reconciled with you. We have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to live a life that imitates Christ. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to not follow in the footsteps of Cain, to not resent our brothers and sisters, to not hate our brothers and sisters, or to tear them down. Instead, Father, I pray that you would help us to follow in the footsteps of Christ.To love, to sacrifice, to give of ourselves so that others would benefit. Forgive us for our lack of love. Forgive us for our selfishness. Forgive us for loving only when it's convenient. Help us, Lord, to even be a little inefficient in the name of love. We thank you, Father, that you have called us to be one people, one family in Christ.We are brothers and sisters. Would you even give us opportunities to love one another today and the power and the strength to do it? In Jesus' name, amen.